السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So yesterday we spoke about Dabba, the beast, and I quoted to you the verse where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions that the beast will emerge. أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم. We shall bring out from the earth a beast for them تكلمهم, to speak to them. And in a different qirat, meaning, you know, in the Quran, many words can be pronounced differently and the meaning can also be different. It's taklimuhum, meaning the beast will injure them. So that ties up with that hadith that we discussed yesterday, that this beast will brand people to distinguish who's Muslim from who's a hypocrite from who's an unbeliever. How will the beast brand them? That we don't know, have too much of details. We know that they brand animals, you know. So you know which animal belongs to which farmer or belongs to which farm. Whether it will be like that, but it will be branded on the nose according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people will even refer to those people as the branded ones. They'll say, I bought this camel from that one of the branded ones. Where will the beast come? Some say it will come from Mount Safa. Some say it will come from under the Kaaba. Some say it will come from the desert. Some say it's a camel from the progeny of the camel of Salih alayhi salam. Whatever, we don't know with certainty, but it will be a physical beast. It won't be a human being. And it will talk to people with regards to who is on truth and who is on falsehood. And after that, it won't be too long before the breeze will come. So the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talk about after Isa alayhi salam's demise, he will die a natural death. Then there will be a few years. The hadith says 7 years, but seven in Arabic sometimes could mean a few, right? Like how when we say 100 means many, doesn't necessarily mean 100. So there will be a few years of peace, of tranquility, everything will be okay. Then enmity will start again and issues will arise and corruption will come. And when we come close to Qiyamah, Allah will send a cool breeze. One hadith says it will come from the direction of Yemen. And it will take the life of the believers. Those who even have, you know, weak faith, but as long as you have iman, it will take your life. You can run wherever the hadith says. You can go into a mountain, that breeze will reach you. Why? Because Qiyamah will only take place when there's no Muslim left on earth. As long as there's someone on earth taking the name of Allah, Qiyamah won't take place. That's the barakah of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And who takes the names of the Allah? It's the Muslim. So that breeze will be a mild breeze, and it will take the life of all the believers. And then after that, there will only be evil people left. Shaitan will get them involved in idol worship, will get them involved in all sorts of things. Then what will happen? Another sign. Now we can't say exactly the sequence because the hadith is not very clear in that regard. But at the same time, you'll have the next sign, which will be the rising of the sun from the west. So the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And one day it will rise in the west. It won't rise in the east. And Allah talks about this in the 8th juz of the Quran al-Kareem. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah says, هَلْ يَنْدُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Who are they waiting for? Are they waiting for an angel to come before they believe? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ. They want Allah Himself to come before they will believe. أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ. Or some signs will come, Allah says. And يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا. When that sign comes, it will be too late for you to bring iman. So the hadith tells us also that on an individual level, tawbah is accepted until your soul reaches your throat. Once your soul reaches your throat, when the soul is being taken from the body, it gets taken out from the feet first. That's why the feet goes cold. You know, when people are about to leave, you'll see the feet goes cold. So once it comes here, tawbah is no more accepted. Why? Because by the time it comes here, you can now see the angels of reward, punishment. You can see things of the after. And iman means to believe in the unseen. Now there's no more unseen. Now even Abu Jahl will bring iman, and even Fir'aun will bring iman. That's exactly what happened. Fir'aun, when he saw the angels of punishment, that's when he brought iman. It was too late. And on a collective level, because now when the sun rises from the west, everybody will realize time is up. But when time is up, time is up. So tawbah will no longer be accepted at that particular juncture. There's more details in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the sun and how it works and what will happen then. And there's also then the issue of the sequence. And what exactly will determine now the end of the time for when Tawbah is accepted. And we'll take up that discussion tomorrow, inshallah.